Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, September the 30th, 2025, last day in the month of September. We kick off the month of October tomorrow, and boy, it does not feel like the end of September. I actually watched a weather report on television yesterday, and they said the temperatures right now are 10 degrees above where they should be. So it's supposed to be like 74, 75 right now. Instead, we're getting 84, 85, which doesn't bode well for our water situation. You know, the people at Aqua want us to conserve water. We got a little bit of rain last week, but certainly not enough to fix the problem. And it doesn't look like there's any rain in sight, and these warm temperatures just keep on coming. And as I said yesterday, I don't know if this is what they used to call Indian summer, or Native American summer, or Indigenous people summer, whatever we would call it now. I think this might be that. But I don't remember if that's what it was or not. If anybody knows, let me know, 740-383-9944. Now, let me tell you how life comes to bite you in the rear end. Now, yesterday I was talking about how on Friday we put up the Halloween decorations here in the studio. You know, we have the pumpkin garland, we have the skull garland, we have a skeleton in here. I brought in the real pumpkin yesterday. We have the cobwebs on the table with the spiders. Well, we have those normally, but we actually have decoration right now. We have the bat garland. You know, we have it. We're all Halloweened up in here. And we also have this pumpkin that hangs on the wall, a jack-o'-lantern, which is all lit up with lights. Well, of course, you want to have this on when you're doing a show. So we flip it on every morning with a switch. And when you leave the studio, you want to shut it off. So I gave a big lecture to Matt last Friday. I said, Matt, remember to shut this jack-o'-lantern off when I leave the studio, because we don't want to have this on, you know, all weekend or all night when we're not here. You know, could catch fire or something. So I figure I'm above this. I don't need to tell myself this. I'll remember to shut this off. I mean, it's a jack-o'-lantern with lights. How could you not forget to, how could you forget to shut this off? So I came in this morning, and the jack-o'-lantern was on. Now, I do know that I turned it on yesterday morning, and I don't believe anybody else has been in the studio since yesterday morning. So I hope Matt is not listening to this program, because I left the jack-o'-lantern on yesterday. But see, that's how life comes to bite you in the rear end. That's how it happens. You tell somebody else not to do something, and then you end up doing it yourself. And I'm sure his memory is better than mine. You know, he is probably 2 or 3 years younger than I am, so I assume he's got a little better memory than I do. But now I'm going to have to put up a big sign for myself that says, shut off jack-o'-lantern when you leave the studio. But I also have this problem during the Christmas season. You know, you want to shut off the tree when you leave. Now, the tree is a little harder not to shut off because it's such a big object. The jack-o'-lantern hangs kind of high on the wall, and it's only one item. So that's how I'm going to write this off. In any event, that's what I did. Has anybody else done stuff like this? You tell other people not to do it, and then you do it yourself. Phone lines are always open here, 740-383-9944. By the way, I like this time of year weather-wise, autumn, although we're not seeing the autumn weather yet. So I don't know if I like it right now. But in any event, people are getting tired of this heat. Do you know how many people yesterday I heard complain and say, boy, it's hot out there, boy, it's hot out there? And they were not complaining because they thought it was good. They were complaining because they thought it was bad. You know, once we get toward October, which we will be in tomorrow, October 1st, people don't like heat like this. They'll complain if it snows in October, but they do not like nearly 90-degree weather as we're heading into October. That is not something people want. People want to feel the breeze. They want to shut their air conditioning off. They want to open up their windows. And with this weather, I don't really know that you can do that. So are you tired of the really hot weather? 740-75 or 383-9944. I'll get the number right. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Except for the lantern being...
Oh. Yeah, that was a downturn.
Well, you know, it's getting close to Halloween now, and there is ghosts. Remember the ghost that hangs up and scares you at Halloween?
You know, maybe a ghost got in here and it wasn't my fault.
Yeah. So don't be blaming yourself. You get blamed for a lot. I remember about every show you've had, somebody's supposed to take the trash out. It never gets taken out. Then you went through an episode of the key hanging on the wall, and people didn't put it back of the picture or hang it on the right nail or something like that. You've had a lot of troubles like that with the radio shows, haven't you?
Well, I'll tell you, the trash thing was interesting because nobody else wanted to take out the trash. But I can report that Matt does take out the trash now just about as much as I do. So I got to give him credit for that. So, but the key thing was probably the worst, because when we were downtown in the Ohio Health Building, we all had a shared restroom. So each office had a key, if people don't remember this, and that's how you got into the restroom. And the key kept coming up missing. So if you didn't have the key, you couldn't get in the restroom. And
you're out of luck.
Oh, you were really out of luck. That could be a bumpy morning.
You had to run. You had to run hard to get to another facility, didn't you?
You really did, and that's the first thing you looked at when you came in the morning, was that key on the hook? Because if it wasn't, you knew you were going to have a long morning.
Everybody should have had their own key, and then they'd be at fault, just theirself, not blaming it on anybody else. They used to blame it on everybody else, didn't they?
They did, and that's a mystery, because the truth is, we did blame that on Terry. And I forget what happened, but I think it was Terry. I don't think he ever owned up to it, but I think he hung it on like a Halloween decoration instead of hanging it back on the hook. Now, why he did that, I have no idea. But
if it comes, you do share another. Do you share another key, or you just got one facility? You got to go upstairs, go to the toilet now, right?
We do have a shared facility here, but it's we've never had a problem with it here.
Oh, the commode's always open.
Oh yeah, there's no issue here. And I'll tell you, I don't know if I ever said this, but I came in a few mornings up there and found that the key was not hanging there. And the first thing I did was put a big piece of cable on it, because I thought, if you have a big piece of cable, how can you lose this thing?
Yeah.
And they still managed to lose it. So then what I did what you just said. I made another key for myself and hid it in the office where, you know, if it was an emergency and I couldn't find the regular key, I did have a key stashed away where I could still make it to the commode.
What an exciting outfit. You know, you're always under pressure, aren't you, Scott?
Well, you always are. You're always running. Because, you know, you come in here and you know you're going live at 8:15 no matter what. So if these little things are off, you know, the trash is piled up and something stinks, or you're missing a restroom key, or the jack-o'-lantern's been left on, you know, you don't have much time to fix it before you go on.
You could write a book on all the... people that's helped you out on the show of their bad habits of not hanging the key on the Christmas tree or on the Halloween, any kind of you don't have that trouble on the holidays, though, do you? I mean, you're the holidays that you get paid to, or to, well, maybe you don't get paid to be off. You don't have any trouble those days, do you? You just got yourself there.
Well, that's right. You know, during, yeah, when it's me, well, obviously I left on the jack-o'-lantern yesterday, so, you know, that one does fall on me. But I don't think I've ever lost the restroom key, because I understand the importance of a restroom key, that I don't want anybody else to have to suffer because I lose the key. Yeah, and the trash, I just always thought, if the trash is piled up, why wouldn't I take it out?
Yeah. Well, I really was going to talk to you this morning, but I threw that in there just for a little kick. But Halloween decorations. I haven't been out to Menards for a long time, but I was out there the other day. And man alive, you got skeletons, full standing skeletons. They're running $399.
Isn't that terrible?
Well, I don't know if it is, if people's got money and enjoys them. I enjoyed myself just going around looking at them. There's a lot of different decorations I've never seen growing up when I was a kid. But the prices, boy, like you say, they are expensive. But I don't know if you had kids starting out young, and they'd probably get, what, maybe 10 years or so out of them if you put them up each year. But I don't know how you put those up. They might be lightweight. Do you ever been around those and looked at them real closely? When I looked at them, they was like up on a rack and stuff like that.
You know, I have looked at some of those. I think they are pretty much lightweight. I think they're pretty hollow inside, which is the nice thing. But it's Halloween, I think, only second to Christmas, is the big decorations day of the year. And people love to decorate. And I kind of like to see it, unless it's overdone. Now, some people do overdo it a little bit. But some people get really creative. And I'm kind of jealous of their creativity that they come up with.
Well, that's what I was wondering, whether you was going to get into some type of a competition. It's in your office, and if you get all the Halloween stuff which you have in there, how are you going to do your show on Wednesday night? It's kind of crowded with all the jack-o'-lanterns and all the other stuff hanging, and all the food in the refrigerator and all that stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, when we do the tapings on Wednesday night, it's kind of like Christmas when we have the tree up and the Christmas trees and wreaths and things like that. I think people like to see it, so we put it up in a way that it will fit on the set for Wednesday night. So you'll see a lot of it if you get a chance to watch those television shows we tape on Wednesday. So you'll see the jack-o'-lantern and the garland and all that.
I'll have to come over to your place and watch some of those shows. I haven't got the facility to watch them. Maybe you can run them through maybe someday when it's real cold and nothing to do. Maybe I can just hook up my sleigh and come over and watch those with you. That'd be a nice time for me to see your other shows that I listen to. Listen to your shows, but I never watch your shows.
Yeah, yeah, we could set up a time to do that. That'd be fun.
And who is this other person or persons that when you say we, but...
So, some people couldn't wee-wee in the old days if they hid the key.
I didn't mean it that way, but...
I'm pretty sharp this morning, aren't I, for a Tuesday morning?
Yeah, you had your biscuit gravy, and you had a little sugar sprinkled on top of it.
I don't know about that, but...
Have a good one, Scott.
Hey, bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That was a fun conversation. But, no, if you watch the shows starting this Friday, we tape them on Wednesday. They're out on Friday morning on YouTube. We put a new episode out every week. If you search Exchange Scott Spears on YouTube, it should come up. You will see the jack-o'-lantern. You'll see the cobwebs. You'll see the Booberry, Count Chocula, Frankenberry cereals. You'll see the skeletons and the garland in the studio, the Halloween stuff. We leave that on the set for the Halloween season. And then in the Thanksgiving season, I guess we would call it, we have a lot of reeds and plants and things like that that look like autumn, many colored leaves, colored plants. And then of Christmas, of course, we have all the trees and the lights and the wreaths and things like that that are around here, Santa Clauses. So we decorate up for the holidays. 740-383-9944. Okay, so that's what we were talking. Yeah, we've had many episodes over the years where people, I don't know, things disappear in the studio, I guess is the best way to put it, here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
I feel sharp this morning, and I don't know what it is. You know, some mornings I just, I'm barely awake when I start this show, but this morning I think I've got it.
Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that. I wanted to just comment on what Ted was talking about. My husband and I were also strolling through Menards the other day. We did some decorating when the kids were younger, you know, string of purple lights or lit up spider web, maybe a little inflatable vampire or something like that. But he's right. My goodness, some of these things you could probably take out a small loan to have to finance.
Well, and you know, it used to
and
be.
And each their own. But well, yes. If you're spending a mortgage payment that you should be spending on your mortgage and not a giant skeleton, then you might want to reconsider.
Well, what's always interesting to me. Well, what's always interesting to me is, you know, you have a big skeleton, and that's been a staple for years and years, but now that skeleton will talk. It's motion censored, detected. I mean,
well,
the
skeleton has a 20-foot witch girlfriend, too.
Yeah, to the degree that these things now operate, I mean, I think it kind of hurts imagination in a way. Because it just used to be a skeleton. Like, in the studio here, it's just a skeleton. You know, it doesn't do anything.
Right.
It's just a skeleton.
Right.
But now...
just a jack-o'-lantern. Yeah, I mean, you know, the neighbors that have the Halloween decorations, and I'm not taking away from it, but, you know, there would be that one house, like you said, that always decorated for everything. And that was the house that everybody looked to get their Halloween fix, I guess. Or, you know, we might have carved a pumpkin. Again, there's nothing wrong with it, but my goodness, to talk about Christmas being commercialized, like you said, I think Halloween's right up there with it.
Well, it is, and nobody ever complains about Halloween, and maybe it's because it's not a holiday. Maybe that's why it doesn't get the criticism that Christmas gets, and we don't buy presents on Halloween. We buy candy, but I think people like that.
I buy presents instead of candy.
On Halloween?
I give out Halloween candy to the neighborhood kids only because I'm like the only person in the neighborhood that does, so I want to make sure those kids get a chance too. But no, if you're related to me, you're getting like an outfit or instead of candy.
No, is it a Halloween themed outfit or just a regular outfit?
No, because by then it's too late to buy a Halloween themed outfit. It's like buying a Christmas outfit on Christmas. You know, when are you going to wear it again?
Well, I don't know. I saw a lady the other day. She had Grinch slippers on, and it was September. So I
said, well, the fact that she was in public in slippers, I mean, that in and of itself, you know.
Well, that's just the way it goes.
And I'm not saying that I don't leave the house in slippers. I just don't get out of the vehicle when I'm doing it.
You know what? Now, here's something that's kind of interesting to me. What is proper attire? Because I see, especially the high school kids, now they, pajama bottoms, no problem. They will wear those anywhere. Flip-flops, no problem. They'll wear those anywhere. And I guess they're slippers. I really don't know. I'm not sure if they're like a...
Some too. Can we call it that?
Yeah, well, they kind of look like sandals to me, but they claim that they're slippers. Maybe it's just what they wear to bed. I don't know.
There are shoes, too, that like UGG-type shoes that... what we, I think, would probably used to consider slippers, they are now actually shoes. It's kind of more like a slip-on mule, and you'd actually be surprised at how much the things cost.
But is that acceptable to wear in public? I mean, I guess it is, but
I'm not going to 100% judge what's acceptable to wear in public because I'm notorious for wearing yoga pants, but that's because I don't care. Now, if I'm going somewhere that I need to be dressed appropriately, I do own those clothes. I have a teenager. My son would die a thousand. He doesn't even wear pajama pants. He wears shorts to bed. So he would never be caught dead in a pair of pajama pants or slippers anywhere.
Well, you know, to me, the thing is, and I hate to bring up, you know, this certainly is the least political thing that has a political overtone, but a lot of people have criticized the county commissioners and the city council and the mayor.
When they show up in tennis shoes for the...
For the way they dress. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't...
They have a very casual... Well, you know, Jim Jordan doesn't wear a jacket, and as crazy as it sounds, those things bother me. If you're a professional, you should dress like a professional.
So if you are a city council person or a county commissioner in Marion, Ohio, if you wanted to dress the bare minimum but still be acceptable, what would that be?
I would say a collared shirt and a pair of khaki style pants and even a slip-on loafer. A pair of Hey Dudes is better than your white tennis shoes sticking out of the bottom of your denim jeans. I mean, a pair of jeans, and you can't even tuck your shirt in. Come on now. I hate tucking my shirt in. I am opposed to tucking my shirt in. My husband tucks every single shirt he wears in except for to work. Every time we go somewhere, he tucks his shirt in. He's done it for 20 years. But I hate tucking my shirt in. Despise it. But goodness, if you're a public official, you can't even tuck your shirt in.
Well, I just, you know, recently...
You always have your shirt tucked in, typically, now that I think about it. Not always.
Well, I'll tell you.
You're a tucker inner, aren't you?
Well, I am, but you know, that does come back to something, because if... Now, this is what I have learned. Because when I go to city council or any event like that, I expect that there's a good chance that we might be doing an interview, or that there might be a picture taken.
A photo op.
Yeah, to promote that interview.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to look like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm dressed up, but I don't want to look like, you know, casual. So
okay, so I want to defend city council a little bit, because those people do work everyday jobs, and they might be coming from their everyday job when they get to city council. But now we're talking about county commissioners. That's their full-time job. So you're rolling up into the office wearing tennis shoes. Is that acceptable?
But you know,
for your staff?
Maybe,
is it acceptable for their staff to dress like that?
But maybe you've stumbled onto something here, though, because I will say on the whole, and there are less county commissioners than city council people, only 3 county commissioners, they usually are better dressed on the whole. I mean,
commissioners, you mean,
yeah,
typically?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I usually,
typically they are.
Yeah. I usually, sometimes they'll have suits on, sometimes they'll have ties, the very least.
If you know you're going to this proclamation thing, though, you can't do better than a pair of jeans and tennis shoes.
Well, see, that's the point that I'm going to make, because I'm not going to point out anybody's name, but I have seen people get up for
Mark Davis.
Well, I've seen people get up for proclamations on city council and the county commissioners, and they're not dressed up, and I assume they probably knew that was going to happen. So it's interesting to me that it doesn't happen. People don't dress up to give a proclamation. People don't dress up to accept one. And what I always wonder is, you know, when we look back at pictures from even the 80s, if you would look at a picture of city council from the 80s, at the very least...
Dressed very nice.
Oh, at the very least, they had collared shirts on.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had ties, some of them had suits.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Kellogg, I don't think I ever saw Jack Kellogg or Scott Schertzer very rarely without a suit and tie. Every so often, Schertzer would be in a polo shirt, but that was very rare.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I don't have a problem with people making their work environment more comfortable. Like, it doesn't matter to me whether Bill Collins has on a tie or not. That doesn't bother me. Because, I mean, Collins wears, like, a polo shirt, but he doesn't look... he's got it tucked in. And listen, we clearly aren't friends, but I think... For, you know, city council meetings and whatever, he's dressed appropriately.
He looks fine.
Now, I'd like to think when he's going out and doing official things, he might be tying up or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, and he's meeting other city people, I'm sure he's thrown on a jacket or whatever. But the way, the way he shows up to council is fine. Now, when Mark Davis is handing out a proclamation, and this, the proclamation was so worthless for the people that, that haven't heard about it. Wasn't it just something like, we need to send our kids to school? or we need to have better attendance among the school, and we're going to give a proclamation supporting that. I mean, it did absolutely nothing. It's strictly a photo op, and they couldn't even get dressed for it.
Well, you know, though, when I think about it, you know, I was with the governor a couple weeks ago at the Little Brown Jug. Now, he's still shirt and tie.
I saw the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe it's just a lower government thing, because it hasn't got to the height of government yet.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Is that our culture in Marion is I don't want to say a step below her, but I don't know how else to word it, that to where we don't expect more out of our government officials, or wearing a pair of jeans with an untucked polo shirt and tennis shoes is acceptable in this town as a leader.
But now, see, we're picking on the men here with the ties and the shirts, but the women, now something interesting about the women.
Ooh, Karen Fosnaw's feet. Good God, I was scarred by seeing those things at city council. So please continue.
But now women, now, and maybe it's generational, I don't know, but it used to be that you wore more clothes to look dressed up. Mm-hmm. Now, the fewer clothes you wear are the dressier clothes. So I don't know how you do that. You know,
I think the women that are taken seriously typically keep their bits and such covered.
Well, I don't know. Like, I know if
I need an example.
Well, I'm just thinking. I won't name the folks, but I have seen several people, probably, you know, of this generation, 40, 50, 60, that if they are going to dress up, they're going to wear a tight dress. They're going to wear a dress that doesn't have any sleeves. They're going to wear a dress that, you know, maybe comes down to the knee. You know, that's not covering a whole lot on the whole. But that would be the acceptable dress code.
Now, see, I'm against bare arms. That's my own personal preference. I don't think in a business setting you should have bare arms, or like funeral or church. But that's my old school. That's how I was raised. So, you know, rarely do you see me bare armed in public, just because, again, that's how I was raised. But that's a to each their own thing, I think. I don't know. I think we're all taken more seriously when our armpits aren't hanging out.
Well, I think they do it because, you know, and maybe rightly so, they look nice. I guess that's probably it. And, you know, I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not my preference. But like I said, I think you're taken more seriously when we can't see your armpits. And I think that applies to men as well.
I don't want to see any. Yeah,
unless you're like, we're working out together, I don't want to see your armpits. As far as the skirt thing goes, I think that's changed. Now, remember, this is funny, I was thinking about this the other day. Remember how everyone freaked out when Hillary showed up in a pantsuit the first time?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and now I was thinking, well, that's basically the norm. Rarely do you see, official-type politician women in skirts.
Well, that's true, but I'll tell you, there is a difference, and I think women get the brunt of this, because a man can wear it, he knows, he can wear a tie, and he can wear a shirt with a collar, and he can get away with it, and there's not going to be much criticism there, no matter how he looks. But women, people do look at the color, people do look at the outfit, people do look at those things, and I don't think...
Oh, yeah, you don't want to wear anything that's too bright or eye-catching, because then you're, you know, trying to bring attention to yourself, and then if you wear dark or neutral colors, you're drab and boring, and yeah, there's definitely a different line for fashion.
Well, I said this not too long ago, and there are very few people who I see wearing the overalls. Now, people will claim that this is still a fashion thing, but I'm telling you, I don't see a lot of people wearing overalls.
Are you talking about, like, bibbed overalls?
Yeah. Yeah, like the old like, Oshkosh Bagosh things.
On adults?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't. I haven't seen those in, like, my stepdad and his family. Yeah, you know, they would wear them when they were out working on cars and stuff. But, no, I don't see those very often anymore.
And
I just bought some for a one-year-old. Does that count?
Well, see, but now, here's what, and I brought this one up before.
One was corduroy.
Well, I've brought this up before, and I'll tell you why this one sticks out in my brain maybe more than anything else, is because the first time I saw it, it was kind of stark. I thought, wow, I have not seen an adult wearing overalls in a long, long time. And,
Now, women are getting back into this thing. It's a trend I won't get into because I'm not built for it. I don't think it's a bad trend. But it's like a one-piece overall thing that you wear a shirt underneath of. My cousin had one on. That's what made think of that.
There you go. Well, maybe that's
so
what it is.
You got to take it down to pee. You don't get to unhook it, though. Like, yeah. You got to get undressed to go to the bathroom.
Well, maybe they just don't have liquids.
That's a lot of work. Maybe, I'm very involved. Why I stick with the yoga pants.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's very interesting what people wear.
Another thing, Spears, that drives me crazy on women, bare legs. Put on a pair of pantyhose. See? But that's also how I was raised.
You know what?
With a skirt or whatever, if you're trying in a professional setting, you need some type of leg covering.
You know, I made a comment one time about somebody's legs because they were bare. And, it was not pretty. It was not pretty. It was bad. They did not like that.
Maybe you should not make the comments. You should just wait to save them for your radio program and just secretly think them while you're staring at their legs and thinking they could use a pair of pantyhose.
Well, I don't even know that. To be honest with you, I can't even remember exactly what I said. It was just I had never seen this person in a dress, and so I had never seen their legs. So the joke I was trying to make was more, I've never seen your legs, that you know, because you're dressed up today. That was kind of the joke I was going for. But, I remember that was not taken well at all. That was really... Oh, very, very rough. Hey, Mary out here saying, my mom wore white... Hold on here. The thing just shifted. My mom wore white gloves to go uptown in the 40s and 50s and a dress. Now, see, I would pay to see somebody in white gloves going out.
Well, now, see, I don't believe that's necessary, but if you wanted to do that... Yeah, but my family, we didn't do a lot... Well, we were always dressed, growing up, appropriately. Of course, I was raised that you didn't wear pants, so that's where my bare leg thing comes from. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with you're running to the store and you got on sandals and a dress. You don't need pantyhose. But if you're going in trying to etch out a business deal and you've got on a skirt, you shouldn't be doing it with bare legs. That's my opinion. I'm not going to be like, oh, that person isn't capable of doing their job because they don't have on pantyhose. But I think there's some things, unfortunately, that still get you taken seriously. Like, I don't think guys running around with dress pants and tennis shoes, God, I hate that. Or no socks, that stuff bothers me. But,
well,
you know.
But I think that's a good look. Now, see, but I think that's a good look on the beach. Is if you're not going to wear beach attire, if you have a pair of khakis and you're a guy, and then you put on maybe like loafers or whatever, I don't, no socks there, I think is okay.
Right, but you've got on this nice tailored suit with your skinny pants, and then you've got on no socks or no show socks and dress pants. Like, I don't want to see your ankles if you have on a suit.
You know, all
it's
I know...
bare ankles.
Oh, okay.
It's just preference, weird stuff.
Well, but you know, back to the leg thing, because I took a lot of heat over that leg comment, and you know, here's the thing about it, and I don't want to litigate this again, because it was litigated at the time quite a bit, but the point is that if I've never seen your legs, and I've known you for a period of time, and you come in all dressed up, there are two ways I can go with this. I can say, oh, you look very nice, which is not my nature with most people because that's not where
because that's not your nature.
No, it's not my nature to do that. I'm a nice person and I chew a lot of gum before the show in the morning to get pepped up, but that's just not my nature to say something like that. So I have to go the other way, and I try to pick the most benign... joke that I can so it doesn't hurt anybody's feelings. And that day, it obviously was going to be about the legs because I'd never seen the person's legs. So I had to come up with something that I thought would be funny about the legs. There was no reality in the legs at all. But it turns out, I think this person was sensitive about their legs. So then it became a big, Lord. You know what?
Okay.
I think I'm still even prohibited from telling the rest of this story because it got ugly. It got ugly. And I think there's still a little harboring from this story to this day. And this has been 3 or 4 years ago now.
Surely we've all worked with people that we've only seen in uniform or in pants or whatever. And then the first time you see them in street clothes, it can take you back. You know, like, I've seen coworkers in shorts before, and I'm like, wow, this is weird. We don't have pants on. I'm different than apparently this person who has issues with their legs.
Well, you know, you have brought up an interesting subject here, because I've always said this. You know, I am not a prude. Now, people can say I'm a prude, but I'm not. I've been to the beach. I've seen women in bikinis and bathings.
Well, you've been to the beach?
I want to go look. I don't really want to do anything at the beach. I just want to go check it out. So, no, I do like the sand. I'm not a big fan of the swimming, but I like, you know, I like going and, you know, putting your feet in the water, and that's why you don't wear socks. So, but no, you know, I've seen women in bikinis. I've seen women in
real life.
I know, imagine.
Quit.
But now here's the thing. If I have only seen you in, like, professional clothing...
Like, and if you saw me in a bikini, all of a sudden, you'd be like, your eyes would burn.
Well, it's
but
just, but
you'd
it's,
be like, wow,
but it's
that's
not,
a bikini.
But it's not because the person looks bad. It's just because
You've always seen me with clothes on.
You've always seen them with clothes on. And everything's always been covered up. So all of a sudden, there they are in a bikini. And
that's my favorite of the world.
Yeah. Well, you're like, well, oh, geez. What am I, you know, this is different than what I'm used to. And but it's an uncomfortableness, not because they're in a bikini. Now, some people maybe want to see their coworkers in bikinis. I don't, because then.
Well, if it's just your friend or just someone you're going to hang out with, yes, being semi-nude around someone that you're just friends with is typically uncomfortable the first few times you do it. But we also don't live where there's somewhere that there's water, that people go to the beach every weekend for recreation, and they're used to being around shirtless people and women in bikinis. So that's not common to us. Places where it's common, it's not a big deal.
But isn't it weird? No matter how awkward the first time is, once the first time happens, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. When you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, that's it. I once you see it, you know, there it is. You can't undo it. And then after that, I really don't see anywhere else you can go with it.
I'll tell you what, Spears, I'm going to give you... It's going to be the sensation of a lifetime for you. I'm going to show you these pasty white legs that I've got one day, and you're not going to know about it. It's just going to happen. I'm going to spring it on you. You're going to be like, oh, my God.
Well, I don't know that it's horrifying for me. I'm just saying that it'll, you know, usually in the age we live in today, it'll pop up in a news feed. You know, somebody's on vacation, and then, whoop, there they go, because you're friends with them, and all of a sudden, there they are in a bikini, and you've never seen it before, and you're like, wow, that's different than what I'm normally seeing in the office.
Yes, that's, I agree. I 100% agree with that it is shocking the first time you see someone you know barely dressed.
Yeah. Now, I'm getting a question. I think it's Cody's out here this morning.
Uh-oh.
He says, in your opinion, who is the best dressed male and female elected officials in the Marion City government from those who attend council meetings that would extend to administrative department heads who attend? So who's the best and who's the worst? Dressed.
Joan Kosotis is the best dressed female.
Okay. And the worst?
The worst dressed female?
What was it, female?
Don't make me do worst dressed female.
No, I think said male and female.
Okay, the best dressed is Joan Kosotis, and I don't know who I would pick as the best dressed male. I don't think anyone, I don't know. Some of them have questionable make questionable decisions before they walk into city council. That's all I can say. Some of our council members.
Well, why is that a thing, though?
Why is it what a thing?
You know, does this...
If they're being paid to represent the city of Marion, shouldn't you, like...
Yeah, but here's
on a pair of pants.
But here's a question for you. Do you believe that's because, and I'm not saying everybody's got a female in their life, but I believe that a lot of this has to do with the females in these people's lives, because I know that a lot of these people who are very well dressed, their wives dress them.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
The ones that are poorly dressed.
Maybe
don't dress them.
Maybe
they refuse to allow their wives to dress them.
Maybe the wife is a little, or the girlfriend, or what, a significant other. Maybe they're a little more lax than the dress code. I don't know. Have you ever thought about that? I think that's there's probably some truth in that.
Hey, there's plenty of times that I've told my husband and my son, "You don't match. You're not wearing that."
Oh, but have you ever been? Well, obviously not. But if you have ever been, the men know what I'm talking about out there. If you've ever been a man in a relationship or a marriage or anything, engagement, you know that at some point, and sometimes it's not even dressing up, that woman starts to buy you clothes. And you never know how to take that, because you know she's not buying you clothes because you don't have any. You know she's buying you clothes because she's tired of what you're wearing.
Trying to fix you.
Yeah, exactly. You're a project.
Okay, yes. Well, I can't. It's funny that you mentioned that, because my husband has not purchased his own clothing in I don't know how long. Now, occasionally we'll be out buying my son something, who also purchases or picks out maybe 20% of his clothes, and my husband will be like, "Yeah, I want that shirt," or whatever. But he does not actively go buy his own clothing. Nothing. Not pants, not shirts, not socks, not underwear, nothing. I don't even think he knows where it comes from. The child now will be somewhere, and he'll be like, you know, a concert or whatever, he wants that t-shirt. Or, you know, like, we went up to Michigan and saw the battleship or the destroyer, he wanted a t-shirt from there. But other than that, like, there's no, this is what I want, that's what I want. I do all the purchasing of all the clothing for the entire house.
Well, see, there you go. So it's...
Well, 99% of it.
Well, I mean, in things that I have been in over the years, I don't think anybody ever tried to dress me up, but I have had the two occasions where they will buy clothes that they think that I should be in. Like, you know, they'll buy flannels, or they'll buy hoodies or things like that, which are fine. I like those things. So no problem there. Or they will buy, I've noticed, like, holiday, you know, they'll buy a sweatshirt or a sweater that they want you to wear because it's going to fit the family ensemble during the holidays.
No, we don't do that stuff around here.
No, I've had that happen.
If we're going somewhere, you know, and I need you to look like an appropriate human being, then I'd probably buy you a new shirt and be like, "These are the pants that you're wearing, and your shoes are up. You're the one good pair of shoes that you've had for 10 years because you never wear them are upstairs under the bed, and I'll clean them off."
Now, here from Cody, Ken Longeza, I think, is getting the best dressed man.
Yeah, he dresses pretty well.
And, now, here, I'm sure you'll like this. The best-dressed woman, now I think this is bait, but we'll see. Julie Welch.
Actually, she dresses appropriately.
She does dress
nice.
I
mean, she can wear some clothes that are tight.
I knew we wouldn't get through it.
And she goes bare-legged, but she's typically dressed more professionally.
Well, I'll never make a comment about the legs. I'll tell you that. I learned my lesson one time I did that.
She goes around with bare legs all the time. How's that?
You're getting in territory you don't want to get into here.
I'm allowed to talk about it. You won't catch me with bare legs in a dress.
So a woman can talk about it, but a man can't.
I didn't say you couldn't.
No, I did, but trust me, the backlash was ugly.
I guess this is coming from someone that has, like, incredibly short and pale white legs, but I've dealt with my leg insecurity 20 years ago, so.
Well, there are your legs. What could I possibly say about your legs that is going to scar you? I mean, that's what shocked me.
Because, wow, look at the varicose veins on those things.
No. Listen, I have said some things to this person. That's what's so odd. I have made comments, because it's a coworker. I have made comments to this person virtually about every other thing, the way they dress, the way their hair is, anything else I can think of. Their hands, I've made fun of their hands. I can do all of this. Well, I don't do it all in one day, but it's over a period of time, and I can do that and never a problem. So I thought I was okay to go for the legs. So when I went...
You know, maybe they were thinking, feeling good about themselves, like, yeah, I'm slaying today, I look good, I got my outfit on point, and their spear's like, wow.
They did look nice. I just pointed out the legs.
You just forgot to leave, you left that part out, is that what you're saying?
No, I think I told them they looked nice.
But damn, those legs.
But the legs were a little off that day, I'm sorry to say. But, you know, I don't want to rehash that thing, because heaven forbid, it was ugly. It was an ugly moment.
Next time, just get, there's this stuff that you can put, I don't use it, but there's stuff that you can put on your legs with, like, concealer, like makeup. Maybe next time you just slip a bottle of that without saying anything.
I don't know. I still, to this day, I will die on the mountain on this.
I'm so glad we're not friends.
Well, listen, I will die on the mountain that the leg comment was not, if it is intended to hurt your feelings, then it's wrong. But if it's intended to continue the relationship of jabbing each other that we have, you should not take that personally.
Okay, well, if you have a taunting relationship, then, I mean, that puts things a little different perspective.
Oh, they've said things to me that were harsh. It's not like I'm just saying things to them. They've said things to me that could come off harsh if somebody else heard them. But I know, or I believe, that they're kidding. And so I take it as that. And I give it back
like
to them.
It sounds like you just taunt each other mercilessly is what it sounds like.
Yes, but like the leg thing, for some reason, that, and I can't think of
it was
another
a
time.
Too far.
Oh, it was a bridge too far. I don't know why.
Well, maybe you should ask them instead of wondering.
Oh, I don't know. I think I did because it went on for a couple weeks, and I still don't think I ever got the real reason I of what it was. I think there was some insecurity there, and if there was, I'm sorry because I did not. You got to understand, if you're insecure about
that
your legs,
your intentions. Then no, don't let
because
your legs hang out.
I don't know that you're insecure about your legs, so I certainly am not doing that to pick on an insecurity.
See, I have this arm flab at the top of my arm. It doesn't matter how much I weigh or how much weight I lose or whatever. It's hereditary. My grandma had it, too. I'm insecure about it. I don't let it hang out. That way people don't look at it. So if this person was insecure about their legs, then maybe exposing their legs isn't the right thing to do.
I don't know. I have just heard... You know, though, I will say this before we run out of time this first hour. I will say that I think unfairly, and I'm not telling people to stop, and I'm not going to point out where it's happened, but I think women are judged unfairly a lot of times about the way they look. If a man got a position or a man dressed a certain way, nobody would ever say that he got that because of the way he looked or anything going on with his body. They would say it about a woman.
No, I think if you had a man that was handsome and well-built and well-dressed, but less skilled than an average-looking woman who was dressed average with, I don't know, average body, whatever you want to define that as, not chiseled abs, I guess. I think the man would probably get the job.
But how do you know if you're working with a guy if he's got abs or not? What's he doing, showing the pictures around the office?
Look, you can tell by looking at somebody if they work out or not.
Well, work out, but I don't know if you can see. Now, honestly, sometimes I see people, and I can't tell if they're just bulky or if they're working out.
Well, there's definition, but, you know, I mean, if you've got like a 6 or 12-pack abs, you're probably wearing one of those shirts so let everybody know that you work out.
Well, I don't know if that's office appropriate.
Hey, neither are bare legs or bare arms, but, you know.
Well, apparently they are now. Apparently they are. That's the clothes you wear.
And you know what? At this point in time, I feel like I need to say, get off my lawn.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was a fun conversation. You know, clothes are very interesting, and the insecurities that people have about certain things are also very interesting. I don't know. 59 minutes past the hour here. We got a minute before we're going to wrap up this hour, but we've got a whole nother hour. You know, hey, it's a light morning conversation. A light conversation morning, I guess is what I should say. 740-383-9944. And in the back of my mind all morning, I'm thinking, make sure you flip off the jack-o'-lantern when you leave the studio today. Okay, let's go back here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how about the commissioner with the, we used to call them tennis shoes. I played basketball all my life through school, but tennis shoes, but that had the basketball shoes on. Maybe he was going to go for the slam dunk. I never heard any more about that. If you don't get one job, you get the other. Is that still floating around, or is that under the water?
You know what? I think it's still out there because they haven't created that position yet, but I don't think it's looking good for him.
Well, that's going for the slam dunk when you wear those.
Yeah. He's going for the slam dunk.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Maybe he's going out to play pickleball. You never know. That's very popular now. All right, we're going to break. We've got a whole nother hour. Don't miss the fun. We're having some fun this morning. It's always a good time here on WGH Radio. Stay tuned. We're coming back in 15 minutes. Don't you go anywhere.
Listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown...